Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines.
Hello, and welcome to Love with the Lines. Obviously, I am not Cindy. I'm Wayne.
And I'm Cindy.
There you go. Well, I thought I'd try something new and go first.
Go first. Do you know what episode it is?
No, Cindy, what episode is it?
72.
I was going to say, you didn't tell me.
Well, I didn't know you were going to go first.
Anyway, what is it, 72?
72.
72, wow. If we do 72 more of these, it'd be 144. It would be gross. I mean, gross.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyway. I think the heat is getting to your brain.
Yeah, well, we'll go with that.
We're in the middle of a heat wave here, and it's been really miserable.
But I do have a Hawaii shirt on.
Yes, you do. And that always makes things better for you, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes.
Okay. We won't go any further with that. So anyway, last episode, we talked about conversations and how we don't always understand what the other one is saying, mm-hmm. mostly about women.
Right.
So tonight we're going to talk about guys. And this is from markmerrill.com, which I think we've used some of his stuff before.
I believe so.
So, but this is an article called The Husband Code, How to Really Understand What He Is Saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, in an effort to help husbands and wives better understand and communicate with one another, he's going to share with you today a secret male code. I've learned stuff since I read this.
Wow. I'm all ears about this one. Mm-hmm. I want to know what this secret code is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Well, anyway, so first of all, it says what's wrong means it's obvious something's wrong, so please don't make me guess.
Oh, okay. So this is when the husband is talking to the wife.
Right. So if you're acting like something's wrong, you should tell me. I don't think that's really been a whole big issue in our marriage.
I don't think that's an issue for us, but I know it is for other people. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have any problems telling you what's wrong.
Yep. But he does go on to say, he makes a good point. We cannot read, as husbands, we can't read minds.
That's true.
And I think sometimes in a relationship, we've been together for a while now, sometimes you think, sometimes I think that you should know what I'm thinking and you don't.
Well, and we always have
vice versa.
We always have the issue too that many times we say the same thing, but we say it differently.
Right.
And the other one does not realize that what's being said is exactly what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
but with different words.
Right. So, and then another one is, can we talk about this later? And that means I want to share what's going on, but I'm distracted right now. Which I thought that was a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of times, well, I try to listen when you're trying to talk to me, but sometimes I am not able to.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, sometimes I'm distracted when you're trying to talk to me too. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good point, but I might add, especially if you're having communication difficulties, I would suggest that you add a little bit to that sentence. Like, I know this is the code, knowing what the code is, but it's like, can we talk about this later? I want to be able to give you my full attention, mm-hmm. and I can't right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. So another one he says is, let's move past this. And that means we've talked about the same issue over and over again. Let's let it go and move forward in our relationship. Interesting.
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, I think it makes a difference. It's going to depend on the couple and the issue.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I think how serious the issue is. So if this is something that is really a touchy point in their marriage, they may not be able to move past this. Because I've heard women talk about their husbands doing this when they're trying to process things. They're trying to figure out what it is that's really upsetting them about it, and they so that they can deal with it. And like the husband just wants them to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. So, and move on.
And move on, mm-hmm. yes. And that's not necessarily helpful for the relationship. So I think it depends on what it is.
Well, and as a guy, sometimes I perceive things differently than you do. So
really?
I know, it's hard to believe. After all this time,
wow.
we finally brought that to the
Who
light.
Who knew?
But like your perception might be it's a really big thing. My perception may be it's a major thing, but not as big,
mm-hmm.
you know. And after talking about it for a few minutes, I may be ready to move on and think it's resolved. And you may think it's just getting started.
Right, because my brain is just starting to loop it.
Right.
So it's yes.
communicate.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
Okay.
I've got this means don't. Instruct me, don't tell me how to do it.
Oh, oops, ouch.
Oops, ouch, yep.
I do that.
Well, I think we both do it to a point. but you're saying you do it more.
I do it more. I do it more. I always think my way to do things is much better.
Well, yes. Well.
It was like, we actually had that conversation today when you were trying to explain to me why you wanted to cut the bottom off the door to the bedroom to circulate airflow, and like, fortunately you hung in there with me because I just was not getting why you wanted to do that. And then it took a couple times till finally you explained it in a way that I got it, and I was like, oh, now I understand what you're trying to do.
Which, by the way, for inquiring minds, I did not cut the bottom of the door off
because I said no.
Yep.
Anyway,
sure, that's fine. Means I really don't have a strong opinion about it.
Mm.
Which I know a lot of times when we'll be talking about stuff, and I just, when we talked about this the other week, or mm-hmm. sometime here recently, it's like I'll say, okay, or I don't care. I'm trying not to say I don't care. More say I don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't have a preference.
Or I don't have a preference.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that in our episode about how to pick a restaurant.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff you have an opinion on it, and I really
right.
don't.
Right, you really don't care.
Yeah. Let's see what else we can do here. How are you feeling means I'm trying to show you that I care about you.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I do care about you.
You do.
So I don't know why that would be miscommunicated.
Well, I think it probably has to do with the past history of communication between the couple.
Ah.
Because when you're asking how are you feeling, you have to be prepared to hear the real answer.
Ah, got it.
And
like,
I think,
don't ask if you don't want to know.
Right, don't ask if you don't want to know.
Okay.
Yes, that's great. Because I think there are guys out there that don't want to go there because they don't understand it. I mean, you're very understanding. You will say to me, I don't understand, but I'm trying to understand mm-hmm. and ask me questions to help you understand why I'm so upset about something or what, you know, what I'm concerned about or whatever. But I don't think all guys have developed that skill yet.
Mm. So if I ask you how you're feeling and don't wait for an answer and start telling you about my day, that probably is not the way to go.
That is definitely not the way
That's
to go.
That's not the way to go.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we have number 7, which we kind of talked about a little bit.
Oh, yes. So we try to keep this podcast G-rated, but it is about adult content because it's about relationships between husbands and wives, engaged people who are engaged and people who are in relationships. So this one, if you have any little ones around you, just this one has adult theme. We're trying to not make it very mm-hmm. specific, but it does
right.
have adult theme. So you
right.
might want to get them out of the room now or
yep.
stop the podcast till you do.
So number 7 is, I just did the dinner dishes. What else can I do to help? And that really means I'm trying to help you with things around the house now so that I can be physically intimate with you later.
I thought that was very interesting.
I thought that was very interesting, too.
I don't know that that's ever been your motivation. You just help around the house, you always have. And I never made a connection with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were trying to get me to make a connection, it went right over my head.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. Yeah, I missed it.
Well, and I can see, I don't think I've ever done that, at least not that I remember, but I could see where you could also do that for other things,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just that, mm-hmm. but to get something in return, you know, do something to get something in return.
Right, Right. And I thought it was very interesting. This article is actually 10 years old, but people have still been commenting on it. And, and of course, as always, I'll post it in the description of the podcast. But it was interesting to look at some of the comments about it, about that should not, number seven should not even be a thing. Mm-hmm. That it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be that you help your family, your wife, your take caring for your children, whatever it is, that you help in order to get a reward. That should not happen. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's very interesting, but I'm sure for some guys, this is what they mean when they do that, especially if it's not something that they do on a regular basis.
Mm, okay. So, and the last but not least, number eight, and I know I have done this many times. I just fixed the leaking faucet means I'm trying to impress you with my handyman skills and want you to notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my handyman skills that I really don't have.
I think we've told the story before that our joke is when we first got married, Wayne was trying to fix something, and I said, how long is this going to take? He said, 20 minutes. 3 hours later, I still don't think he was
probably
able to
not.
Finish whatever it was he was trying to do. So the joke became whenever, no matter what it is, I'll say, how long is this going to take? And he'll say, 20 minutes. I'll say, okay, I'm going to the mall for 3 hours. I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some things I can do, but I'm not the handiest. I'm really good at taking stuff apart.
It's putting it back together.
As long as I don't have to put it back together again, it's not a big deal. Yep.
Well, but I think that I've done a good job, though, because I specifically know that it isn't a strong skill mm-hmm. for you, but yet you still try to do repairs around the house to save us money so we don't have to have a repairman in mm-hmm. to do it. And I do try to build you up and tell you that I notice, especially when I know lots of times you get into things that you think are going to work out. And then because we live in an old house, you know, there's always some glitch, mm-hmm. like it seems. Like there's something that isn't the way it's supposed to be, so you can't do what you need to do and you have to figure out a workaround. And I think you're much better at that than you think you are. Mm-hmm. But I do try to tell you I appreciate that at least I notice that you're trying,
even if you're not
successful with something. I do appreciate the effort.
Well, and I've gotten to the point now where if I have a pretty good idea, I can't fix it. I don't necessarily try because I don't want to make it worse either.
Right, right. Well,
know your limitations.
That's maturity that you've developed over the years. So, yes.
So anyway, as always, we'll post this. Well, you will post this article link on our website.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that we have found in our conversations, and I hear this a lot at work, is a relatively new term. Now, I don't know if our listeners are from outside the United States. I don't know if this is really a term that is prevalent or used, but if you've ever asked somebody a question and they say, yeah, no. When I first heard that, it's like, okay, is it yeah or is it no? I mean, to me, this makes no sense whatsoever. So on a whim, I Googled, what does yeah, no mean?
Mm.
And came up with all kinds of stuff. But this is from Cambridge English.
Mm-hmm.
Using yeah, no in spoken English. And some of the, here's the eight ways of the yeah, no construction can be used with examples. Agreeing. So it can be used in agreeing with somebody, but it can also be used when you disagree.
That's how I typically use it.
Or it can be used when you're partially disagreeing or to show that you're listening or to introduce a new idea.
Hmm.
Or to show enthusiasm or emphasizing, or if you're hedging or hesitating, or, and last but not least, at least on this list, if you're clarifying something.
Wow.
It's no wonder it's confusing.
I've only used it to mean no, just to mean disagreement, and like the people that I picked it up from use it that way. It's an expression of disagreement. That's very interesting that there's eight different ways. Pull that. There's a I'll put this link in here too. Go down to the chart. There's actually a pie chart that shows the percentages of how this is used. Crazy. Agreeing is 35%. A discourse marker is 23%. Disagreeing is 8%. Partially disagreeing is 8%. A new idea is 9%. Enthusiasm is 7%. Hedging is 6%. And clarifying is 4%. That is fascinating. Mm-hmm. I have to take this to my English as a second language teachers and see what they have to say about this.
Well, and the funny thing is, when I work in a steel shop in a small town, and, you know, I'll talk to the guys there and just, you know, just casual conversation. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. How are you doing today? Yeah, no. You done with this? Yeah, no. Which is better than some of the things that they say.
I was going to say.
So I'm not complaining about that, because they do have their languages, shall we say, flowery.
Yeah, very colorful.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that is just very interesting.
Very interesting.
And if you're using that here at home, and I'm using that here at home, we're going to be really confused.
We are.
More than now.
That's very interesting.
That is. That's crazy. I didn't see that chart before. That's wild. So, anyway, anything else now that we can clearly communicate with each other the way we always should have?
I'll have to pay attention to some of those things that you brought out in that article that you reviewed. That some of that was very interesting.
It is interesting.
I never thought about it that way. So, if you have any experience with that or any thoughts on that, well, I'll put our email in the podcast section as well. And you can send us an email with your thoughts and we can share them on another podcast. Mm-hmm. So this has been very interesting talking about communication. I think we're going to continue to work on communication for the next couple episodes. So until next week, we hope that your marriage and relationships are richly blessed.
God bless. Bye now.
Bye.